ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
The Commonwealth's revised infrastructure pipeline is a body blow for Queensland, according to the state's government. Under the changes announced yesterday, a handful of projects in Queensland reported to be worth around $360 million have been canned. Others will be delayed. Queensland is also disputing Infrastructure Minister Catherine King's assertion that the state won't lose funding under the new arrangements. Cameron Dick is the Queensland Treasurer. He joins us now. Cameron Dick, welcome.
Good morning, Patricia. Great to be on the show again.
How many of the projects the Commonwealth has axed funding for were in the planning stages?
Well, we've got a number that were not only in planning, but were proceeding. Things like the Mooloola River Interchange, a big project there. So we've got at least eight projects that have been cancelled. Our growing Sunshine Coast community, that's a project that would have assisted them. We've already, as you know, factored in and had to deal with about $5.7 billion worth of cuts for water infrastructure projects from the first Albanese government. No other state has had to wear that sort of cut. So for Queensland, as you've said, this is a body blow. It's a significant impact on what we can do to deliver infrastructure for the big growth state of the Commonwealth, more interstate migration than every other state in Australia combined. And so this is a big problem for us, and we are making our position very clear to the federal government that we don't accept these cuts.
What was that tweet about?
Oh, I just think we were making the point that when the federal infrastructure minister made a decision about Qatar, that was a wrong decision then, leading to higher airfares for international travellers. And it's a wrong decision now by the minister on infrastructure, leading to higher cost of living for commuters, for communities. And we don't think that's appropriate for, as I say, the big growth state of Australia.
Do you have, given you're pointing to that example and also this new example, obviously infrastructure and also airline decision, do you have faith in the minister? Do you have confidence in her?
Oh, look, we work with all levels of government. We're just asking
for
the minister.
But you have just criticised her on two key decisions she's been responsible for.
And I'll always stand up for Queensland, Patricia. You would expect me to do that. And that's appropriate for a state minister who sees our state being disadvantaged by decisions made in Canberra.
Do you have confidence in her?
We will work with all levels of government to try and get the best outcomes for Queensland. We are very disappointed by this decision. We think the judgment of the minister is wrong when it comes to investing in Queensland. You know, we're in a strong fiscal position, much stronger than the southern states. The biggest budget surplus any state government has ever delivered. We've just reduced our state debt by 76% year on year. That's the biggest decrease in debt in our state for almost 25 years year on year. So we're in a strong position to fund into infrastructure in Queensland, and we want to partner with the federal government. So, you know, we're in a strong position to do that. And we're just saying now's not the time to put an artificial cap on what you're investing into infrastructure, particularly when the federal government itself has a big budget surplus we think should be deployed for infrastructure at this time.
But sorry to interrupt. Isn't the government right in its assessment that the projects that have been canned lacked proper planning and simply weren't ready to go ahead?
No, that's not our view. Look, as I say, we're a big growth state. We need infrastructure if we're going to continue to take pressure off our people, off our communities, if we're going to, of course, improve productivity by implementing infrastructure that helps businesses get around town, help move their goods to consumers, help consumers themselves get to work and get home faster. Those things are necessary and important. And, you know, we've already paid a price, the $5.7 billion in water infrastructure. We just say, you know, we have to fund into infrastructure. Like, it doesn't matter whether you're building a back deck or a front deck or a shed out the back, everyone's paying more for infrastructure. But if you artificially cap what you're going to spend, then that necessarily results in cuts. And we made a big decision in our budget just in June to put more into infrastructure precisely to pay for those cost accelerations.
But we also have the IMF, Treasurer, we also have the IMF warning that there needs to be an axing or a delaying of some projects because of our inflation problem. Now, Queenslanders are also dealing with this wicked problem of inflation, which is making their cost of living impossible, difficult. You know, if you're a higher income earner, you can manage it. But if you're not, it's pretty hard at the moment. Isn't there an obligation on the federal government to be taking pressure off inflation? And obviously infrastructure is one of the ways they can do that.
Look, we've said, and I've said consistently, that we understand the inflationary pressures that all governments are facing, including the federal government. There may be projects in other states that are boondoggles that shouldn't be funded. I called out the Geelong Faster Rail project many years ago when I was roundly criticised for that, and that hasn't stood up to scrutiny in the end. But when you've got a strong state with a strong fiscal position that is willing and ready to invest into infrastructure, then we should, the federal government should be looking to support those states to make sure that the infrastructure that the growth states need can be delivered. And that's all we've asked from the federal government. We don't think artificial caps on what the federal government's willing to spend makes any sense, you know.
So you're saying Victoria should lose money, but you shouldn't?
I'm saying look to the states who've got the capacity to invest into infrastructure. That's my position as the Queensland Treasurer.
So I'm trying to read between the lines. Are you suggesting that Victoria's debt is so acute that, you know, they're not in the same position as you are? Is that what you're suggesting?
Well, I think Victoria is a good example because the Victorian government, as I understand it from press reports, has raised the airport rail link as something that they would be willing to negotiate with the federal government on the future of that project. And yet the federal government's funded into that project when there's been conversations at a government-to-government level. They've continued to fund that. And we don't understand why that would happen when our projects are being cut, and that doesn't make any sense to us. But the truth of the matter is,
does it bother you that the suburban rail loop was not part of the review?
Look, that's a matter for the federal government and what they want to do with other states.
All of this is a matter for the federal government. I just want to get your view. Should the suburban rail loop have been in the review?
No, it's not a matter for me to judge project by project what's happening in every other state. What I'm saying, Patricia, is we're ready to go in Queensland. You know, we do have lower debt. That's the truth. We do have higher growth. That's the truth. Other states are burdened by higher debt and low growth. That's the reality. Queensland came out of the pandemic stronger than almost any part of the country other than Western Australia. And so we're saying from our perspective, if the South Australian government wants to invest, well, invest into Queensland because we're ready and willing and able to do that. And we think that's appropriate when we've got more interstate migration than every other state combined. We need that infrastructure for a growth state.
Okay. The minister that's responsible, Catherine King, says Queensland isn't losing funding overall and that you're confused on the issue. What's your response to that?
Well, that's simply not true. Costs have blown out for projects. And the federal minister says we're not going to pay for cost overruns. If projects cost more and you don't invest more into them, that is a cut because you can't simply deliver that project. They're shifting the entire funding profile for road programs in Queensland from 80-20 to 50-50. That's going to be a cut. So, you know, they've all those projects that the federal government's now capping, it means all the cost increases, they won't be funded. We'll have to work out what has to be cut as a consequence. If the federal government has put a cap on, we're not going to fund anymore. That's a big problem for us. So we're still working through the details, but that's going to be many billions of dollars in projects that can't now go ahead in Queensland.
So what is the recourse? How do you intend to deal with it? Will you keep fighting or are you going to do, as you say, some reorganising?
Well, we're not going to accept the responsibility of cutting projects in Queensland that the federal government's not funding. The minister has decided with the stroke of a pen should come off the infrastructure list. So the Deputy Premier will be taking a delegation of mayors and other leaders from Queensland, including the Queensland Farmers Federation, the Queensland Trucking Association, to Canberra in a week or two's time to speak directly to the minister, to put our case and to ask her to go back to the drawing board and to review what she's done and to make sure Queensland is not disadvantaged at this time. We've been very consistent with this from the get-go, Patricia. Every proposal we've put, the federal government's put to that, we've repeatedly and emphatically rejected them. We've made that very clear to the federal government over time. They know our position. They know very clearly, in the minister's own words, our reaction should be no surprise to her. no surprise at all, because she is aware of our response. So we're asking for a favourable reconsideration of this for Queensland, to make sure that when we're growing and we're delivering for the Commonwealth as well, can I say, through our resources industry and through other strong economic activity out of COVID now, that we should be recognised and supported.
Is this all about your election next year?
No, it's all about Queensland. It is, though,
no doubt politically framed, isn't it? You're facing a difficult election where things will be very hard for Labor. Are you trying to muscle up on this and take on the federal government in that context?
Our focus consistently since this whole process started is to get the fair share that we deserve for Queensland. That's always been our position as a government. Our people deserve that. Maybe Catherine King should come to Mackay and talk to people there about what impact this is going to have on the Bruce Highway, the major road in Queensland. We don't want our economic future jeopardised because our infrastructure future is being jeopardised. And so
the Treasurer is a Queenslander. Have you tried to speak to him?
Yes, I've spoken to Jim. I speak to Jim regularly about a range of issues.
And have you raised this?
I've raised infrastructure with the Federal Treasurer directly, as all Treasurers have, and as all Treasurers will when we meet soon at the meeting of all state and national Treasurers in a couple of weeks' time. This will feature, as will a whole range of other issues, including the continuation of the No Worse Off Guarantee. That will blow a $1 billion hole in our budget each and every year if it's not continued. And so we can't deal with these cost pressures in Queensland. But for the moment, we will work constructively with the federal minister, but we're asking her to review what she's done. And we're going to keep fighting regardless of any election we have and regardless of who's in Canberra to make sure Queensland gets its fair share.
Thank you so much for joining us.
My great pleasure. Thanks, PK.
That's the Queensland Treasurer, Cameron Dick, and this is ABC RN Breakfast.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.